Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, one of our wineries that we've kept track of over the years is Cambria, down in Santa Barbara County.
Yep.
And this was a property that originally produced some kind of uninteresting commercial wines. And then a new winemaker came along, and we started tasting these wines. And it was night and day, as far as I'm concerned. A big difference and a big jump in quality.
I agree. The winemaker, her name is Denise Shurtleff. I had lunch with her recently and was privileged to have a chance to revisit a number of these wines with her. And I ever since she took over, and I just remember the wines before being a little bit overblown, and they didn't have the finesse that she's brought to the table. I could be wrong about that, but I can tell you that what she's doing right now is extremely good quality, very consistently good quality, and I think pretty good value. So let's jump in. Cambria obviously specializes in the Burgundian styles, but in addition to that, they are now making a small amount of Syrah and a small amount of Viognier and actually a little tiny amount of Pinot Gris. But mostly they're going to be a Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Burgundian style. They have, in their Chardonnay area, they have their Benchbreak Chardonnay, which is going to sell for $29 to $30 or thereabouts. And this is going to be your sort of larger scale California-type Chardonnays, very well layered, very well structured, ton of finesse, and I think really well done. However, just because I'm different, the 2012 Catherine's Vineyard Chardonnay is the one that I buy. I think that's dynamite. Sells for about $20, so it's about $10 a bottle, less than than its more famous iteration. But this is terrific. Big, toasty, spicy nose, very French in style in that it's got that sort of big, toasty characteristic that comes through. Very well-structured acidity. I like this one a lot. Aromas, pineapple, stone fruit, and apple with just lovely vanilla interwoven. So in that particular case, the less expensive wine was the one I go for.
Mm-hmm.
On the Pinot Noir front, they have a Julius Vineyard Pinot Noir. This is from 2012. And this is actually a blend of all of the Pinot Noirs that they make, and it sells for about $24 a bottle. And I like this wine. It has wonderful depth to it and some lovely sort of overall dark berry structures. But this was one example where going to the more expensive one, I really think, is the play. Their Benchbreak Vineyard from 2011 Pinot Noir, which is a blend of five clones from one particular vineyard. This stuff is terrific. It is a little on the pricey side. It's about $35 to $37, but this is a beautifully layered wine with terrific structure, great balance, a little bit of a hint of almost that sort of Asian spice nuance, that Chinese five spice. Sometimes you look there's a bit of a cola. But just terrific depth, wonderful, wonderful flavor, awesome bottle for $37. Now, they have a Tapusket Vineyard Viognier from 2013, which is killer. It's just awesome. Sells for about $20 if you can find it. It's a limited release. I'm running around trying to see if I can find some. What I love about it is that there's a subtlety here that you don't have that big, fruity, flesh-forward, whack-you-in-the-head approach to Viognier. This is a delightful wine. And if you can find it, the Tapusket Vineyard Syrah is terrific. Sells for about $22. Again, very limited release, but I think you're seeing some very promising work here.
I'm glad to see Syrah catching on a little bit more. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.